This is the Brian McClain Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Brian McClain Show here on today's News Talk. This hour, I'm going to be joined by Kent Moyer, and we'll be talking about practical ways to work with your own personal security and privacy. And, you know, normally I do a headline read right here, but I'm just going to recap one that I read yesterday because I want to make sure that Kent is aware of this particular use case. Hi, Kent. In Hollister, California, recently, I think this was last week, a young woman was on her way to work. She left her house to go to work. And when she came home, she discovered that there was a burglary happening. So she forgot something. She turned around. She came back home, and she discovered that there were two African-American men in her house with hoods and masks on, and they had guns, and they wanted her Frenchie. They wanted her dog. And as it turns out, she had been posting on Instagram that she had a Frenchie, and she had Frenchie puppies, and she was looking to home them, to sell them. They're valuable dogs. They can go for up to $7,000 a piece, I think. So she resisted the theft of her dog, as many people would probably. That's pretty traumatic as far as home invasions go. And they pistol whipped her. They beat her face with the butts of their pistols and ran off with her dog. I believe that article is up at New York Post. I'm going from memory because it's in my head from yesterday still. And I was actually thinking about my next guest when I was reading that story. And I went ahead and told the audience, hey, you know, if you can legally carry a pistol in your state, and we're talking about California here, right? The town of Hollister, you should absolutely be doing that. And it should not be off body. It should be in your waistband, somewhere you can reach it within a moment's notice. So she made a number of mistakes here. I think if you people have been with the show for a while, you're probably cued into a number of the mistakes that Kent might point out. But we'll talk solutions a little bit. We'll see if we can't come up with some advice. You know, my advice, the Hesher advice, arm yourself. If you can legally and lawfully arm yourself and carry, you absolutely should, because this country is going to HE double hockey sticks in a handbasket real quick here when it comes to these sort of topics. So yeah, you don't want that to happen. And it's important, you know, if someone's pistol whipping you, you're beyond the point of where you should have been able to try to do some sort of self-protection at that point. And you're just hoping that the gun doesn't go off accidentally and hit you, or that they don't just shoot you in the head and leave with your Frenchie and your puppies inside said Frenchie. Do you have a suggestion for a possible guest or host that you would like to hear on TNT Radio? Or perhaps you have a topic you feel we should discuss? Well, then we want to hear from you. Simply complete the suggestion form on the TNT Radio website. Help us make a difference on TNT Radio.
Headlines as they come in.
They have the breaking news.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, my next guest is an expert when it comes to topics like this, like personal security. He's got over 25 years experience in law enforcement and private security. His name is Kent Moyer. Kent, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me back, Brian. Appreciate it. And excited about this show because this is kind of a pet peeve of mine about privacy and confidentiality and protecting yourself from all the crazy stuff people do on social media.
Yeah, you know, and you got a great list of stuff to talk about today, so I won't hold us on this one too long, but go ahead, unleash on this poor woman that had this traumatic experience. What could she have done better? What can we learn here?
Well, in California, if you're not able to carry a gun, I highly recommend that the woman carry pepper spray and maybe take some self-defense classes, obviously, and the social media thing is crazy because, you know, we've had rappers, you know, between the most recent rapper that was shot in, Roscoe Chicken, he and his girlfriend posted on social media. So you know, you need pepper spray. I've never said this in 25 years, but I am saying it now and encouraging everyone to buy a gun, get trained in the gun, and you have to make a commitment with it. You can't get a gun and then just say, you know, you have to have it properly stored. You have to have the bullets in the magazine and one in the chamber. You have to have it ready to go. You have to have formal training. And I highly recommend it if you're able to get a CCW to get one, because there are every day you can pick up any media source and you'll find home invasion robberies. You'll find somebody in a 7-Eleven that gets attacked, or in a restaurant. The other day I watched a video and two people attacked another two people in the restaurant. They're taking cell phones, they're taking jewelry, whatever it is. So you have to have a high level of alertness. That means that you can't walk down Hollywood Boulevard texting on your cell phone, not paying attention to your surroundings. And, you know, and I've done this multiple times where I'm maybe out for a long walk or a run, and I walk up behind some girl that has her cell phone. She don't even know I'm there. And then I kind of, when I get real close, she jumps because she's scared, because all of a sudden she didn't realize I was there. And what that is that they're so tunnel vision on the device that they have in front of them, and they're not understanding. We're in a different world right now, and we're in a different world in many major cities and states. And this world is now, turn your alarm systems on, carry pepper spray, get a gun, get trained in the gun, and be prepared, because most of these crimes, I mean, you know, yesterday there was a guy with an axe, and I guess it was a convenience store in New York, running around chopping a bunch of things in the store. And, you know, they arrested him and he was let out the same day, no bail. So, you know, he didn't hurt any individuals, but who's to say today that he doesn't chop somebody up with the axe? So it's insanity what's going on right now.
It's total insanity. I can't even believe it. I can find the clip later, but I'll just go ahead and paraphrase it. I saw the sheriff of Santa Rosa. I can't remember his name, but he said, and I almost quote, I'll get as close as I can to it. He said, if you can shoot someone who's breaking into your home, that's our preference. But he's flat out saying, if someone invades your home in my county, we would prefer that you kill them instead of call us right away and hope that we're going to get there in time to save you. So this is, you know, what we're talking about here is becoming much more of a important and, I don't know, okay thing to say in the state of California, which really says a lot, because we've spent the better part of my life in California hearing, you know, no, you don't need a gun. You don't need a gun. It's all good. It's all good here. You don't need to carry it unless, you know, you have a serious, serious threat against your life.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, when there is ever a shooting, they go right to the gun as default, and they want to make a political issue about creating more gun laws. And what the gun laws will do to criminals is absolutely nothing. Criminals could care less about your gun laws. They're laughing at, like, Governor Newsom and these people that are politicians. Well, we got to increase the gun laws. We got to stop the assault weapons. And all they're doing is laughing at them. They're total jokes, because the reality is that bad guys have a different mindset than you and I. We have a total respect for the laws and respect for not carrying a gun in a school and things like that. We review the laws, and we don't want to take a gun in a place we're not allowed to, or authorized to carry. So, but bad guys don't care. So when are they going to wake up and realize that the more gun laws they create, the, you know, every day I see a shooting and I'm like, how are those gun laws working, Gavin Newsom? Cause they're not. And that's the way it is. So, you know, and, you know, with this, the things that are going on in social media and the connection of people finding people, bad guys have become more sophisticated in a lot of different ways. And so I'm going to tell you a story that is direct with involving one of our high net worth clients. He lives in a certain area in, you know, Beverly Hills. And at the end of that street, there was a rapper, and the rapper was renting a place, and he was renting, this didn't hit the news, by the way, renting a place. And every day the rapper had two armed security guys outside the location, outside the house, not inside the gate, on the outside. And they were sitting in their cars and that kind of thing. And one night a van pulls up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there were two ladies that came out with sexy mini skirts on and, you know, sexy outfits. And they distracted these two guys, and they were, you know, all over them and, you know, making out with them. And then three bad guys came out of the van, and they all had guns, and they overtook the security guys, and they tied them up, put them in their cars, and went in and ransacked the house. Now, how did the bad guys find the rapper was living there? Because the rapper did a little video outside the place, and outside the place where the entrance of the gate was the house number. And the house number, they figured out that it was on this street, and they then saw the pictures, and then they compared it to checking the street and the house on that street and found it. Same thing that happened with Pop Smoke. You know, same thing that happened with the rapper posting about, I'm at Roscoe's Chicken, in, you know, and here's my car and my girlfriend and I getting out of the car, whatever the pictures were. The reality is that people don't understand today what you put out there on social media is now creating a threat and a risk to yourself. And one thing I always admit, I'm blown away by, you know, if you have an Instagram account, you go on and you see the most beautiful women in the world, and they say, here's how you contact me. Here's my Gmail account. And so all I got to do in 5 seconds, run a background check on just on their Gmail account. I got their real name, where they live. Here's their cell phone number and everything I want to know about that person. So if I'm a bad guy, it's easy for me to figure out what to do to eventually go and attack them.
Yeah, this whole e-stalking thing, it's almost an innate skill now that any person can lean into if they want to do something nefarious. You know, it's something like every young person grows up knowing how to do, I think, you know, and I think a lot of us above a certain age don't really comprehend what that is, like to have just that innate mindset of, oh, anyone, you know what I mean? Like, we don't think much about, you know, kids using it when they're in their teenage years or whatever, but you know, they're using it for everything that they find important. Anyone they want information on, anyone they're jealous of, anyone they're interested in, anyone they find an enemy, it's all e-stalking. It's all happening on social media. And it's just becomes an innate skill that, and people do this in business too, you know, salespeople have to do this kind of stuff so that they can kind of, you know, gauge their prospects. I mean, this is a tool that has been introduced into our society without, you know, us voting on it or deciding what the limitations are going to be on it or what's appropriate. And there's no public service announcements or anything like that talking about what we're talking about here. You get a documentary here or there maybe, but for the most part, you know, like there should be an entire class in school, arguably, where it's like appropriate use of social media and how to protect yourself from, you know, predatory people that have this, you know, just this innate, yeah, I stalk people on social media. That's what you do with it, right? And of course, you know, if I want to predate on someone, yeah, I might know where you're at if you're dumb enough to post stuff live.
Yeah, I mean, you could take a certain famous celebrity, let's say, I don't know, Kim Kardashian, and you could look at her social media. And if I'm a bad guy, I start tracking, where does she go to eat? What day does she go to eat there? What time does she go to eat there? Where is their plastic surgeon? Where is their regular doctor? Where does she go shopping at the grocery store? And a lot of times they're always posting this stuff. And so what happened in Paris was she obviously was posting, here's me with my new watch on. Here's me with my new Gucci or Louis Vuitton bag. And then what happens is maybe they post a picture at the hotel where they're staying at. So in addition, they've announced to the entire city of Paris, we're here, we're shopping, we're having fun. And so at nighttime, when her only security guy said, she says, go out with my sister and her friend and I'll be okay. I'll just stay at the hotel and you know, I'll be fine. So people were tracking her. People were figuring out where she lived, where she was, was staying in. And, you know, did she have security or not security? And the reality is they went in and they obviously got into her place and had her at gunpoint and tied her up. And luckily she wasn't killed. So this stuff is very easy for me to take, you know, and for example, if a celebrity contacted me and said, hey, I want you to set up my privacy, I would basically start looking at their social media, following them and seeing the pros and cons of what they're doing. And I have a client that basically started remodeling her house. And even though I told her, don't put pictures of your house, don't pictures of your kids, don't put pictures of your dogs in the house on social media, because every one of those pictures, I can basically run through a software system and get the latitude and longitude where it is and know the exact location where the picture was taken. So bad guys are becoming more sophisticated. And the other thing, Brian, is they're not going after poor people. They're going after rich people. They're going after celebrities, and they're going after them in Beverly Hills, Bel Air, and very high-end places. They're not going to Compton to do these things. They're going to places where there is a lot of money and where these people are at. Even people in Rolls Royces, they're trying to carjack a Rolls Royce because of the value of the car.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've seen so many crazy carjacking videos and carjacking stories lately, and it's like, wow, the class of cars that are now being targeted is just like, oh my gosh, you didn't used to hear about stuff like this. I got to take a quick station break here, Kent. We're with Kent Moyer, everybody. We're talking about personal security. We're talking about safety. We're talking about protecting yourself online. He is a wealth of information in this. He's a subject matter expert with 25 years experience. And we'll be right back with Kent on today's News Talk.
You should hear what Joseph Arthur is talking about.
The state of New York declared a state of emergency Friday over the continued spread of polio. Hard to know what to make of this, but a few things come to mind straight away. Detecting it in the water makes me think of our friend Dr. Brian Artis and his theory about them infecting the water supply. He came up with the theory of COVID being of venomous origin, and not long ago pointed out the strange campaign Mayor Eric Adams went on in NYC urging New Yorkers to drink tap water. It showed him filling a glass from the tap and gunning it down. It was just odd, you know, because it's like, it's one thing to tell people to drink water, that's fine, but it was going on and on and on, specifically about tap water. 2022, and the mayor of New York is big upping tap water. Seems strange. Encourage people to drink water because it's hot, sure, though slightly strange in and of itself, as if we needed a push to take care of the basics, but infantilizing us is the rule of the day lately.
Joseph Arthur and his Technicolor Dreamcast on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Google and Facebook, they don't sell you anything. They sell you.
Facebook constantly manipulates their users. They do it by the things that they insert into the news feeds, and they do it by the types of posts they allow their users to see.
It's what Google and Facebook are doing on a regular basis, by suppressing stories, by steering us towards other stories rather than the stories we're actually seeking. That's the real manipulation that's going on.
I was a design ethicist at Google, where I studied how do you ethically steer people's thoughts.
It will always favor one online music service over another and one candidate over another.
Google and Facebook has the power to undermine democracy without us knowing that democracy has been undermined.
There's what I call the creepy line, and the Google policy about a lot of these things is to get right up to the creepy line but not cross it.
Google crosses the creepy line every day.
Discover how society is manipulated by Google and Facebook. The creepy line at salemnow.com.
Democracy is under attack. Western governments are trying to regulate the internet to shut down free speech. Australia and the UK are taking control of their domestic internet. What's next for the US? Lighting the fuse for freedom. This is TNT Radio.
Lighting that fuse for freedom over here at today's News Talk. This is the Brian McLean Show. What a great show we're having today. My goodness. Make sure if you miss some, it's up there in the episodes or on that mobile app. The mobile app is critical. I'm joined by Kent Moyer, and we're talking about the rising crime. We're talking about how things are changing in this country. And particularly before the break there, how your social media can play into this. the access of your personal information online, pretty scary to think about there, that somebody can quite easily scan your photos with an app and get your drone coordinates, right? Your lat launch. So that's not good. That is not good. And we see people normally be concerned about the upscale neighborhoods that they've lived in for a long time, all of a sudden becoming subject to home invasions, burglaries, robberies, assaults, all kind of stuff. Even when you're out at Roscoe's Chicken, this is not just, you know, the Kim Kardashians of the world. This is up and coming rappers out there at Roscoe's Chicken, just trying to hang out, you know, just trying to get a little chicken and waffle, you know, get a quick Insta snap in there with my lady. Next thing you know, you're getting pistol whipped or something. You know, a friend of a friend, Kent, actually knows a rapper who was shot just recently. And it was, I don't even know if this one made the news. I'm not sure how popular he is. I'd shout him out if I knew his name, but I don't remember it. I don't remember his stage name. Anyways, I don't want to send any more heat his way. Anyways, but he recovered in the hospital. And the first thing he did was have an Instagram shot of himself in the hospital, you know, flipping the bird to the camera and saying, you know, well, I posted on social media and someone came and shot me, but I'm still alive. They're not going to get me. You know, I'm sure that's great for your rap cred and all, great for your audience building, but you know, just another example of what you're talking about here.
Yeah. I mean, I would say within the entertainment industry, rappers are the highest risk. And I will also say that rappers usually have the worst security. Most of them are just big guys, untrained. And the reality is that, you know, a former Secret Service agent said to me, the guys that look like hood ornaments on a car that are protecting you get dead real quick. So the problem is with rappers is they can't get out of that mindset of hiring their buddies to become buddy guards versus executive protection agents and with formal training and higher quality people. But when they get into a problem like, you know, pushing paparazzi around, taking SIM cards out, assault and battery, who do they call? $1,000 an hour lawyers. And they call the $1,000 lawyers, but they can't make the transition into hiring a first quality, high level security firm that will eventually create an anonymous lifestyle for them, remove their stuff from the internet, their bad stuff, their houses, their physical addresses, things like that. You know, popped into my head, Chris Brown. There's a guy that had a yard sale at his house and announced the address of the house. And since that time, he's had a couple people that have gotten onto his property and show up at the parties trying to crash the party. And he's had issues with the fact that he published his physical address. So, you know, Einstein said it best, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expected a different result. And so what I would say to people in the entertainment industry, you know, spend a little more money and get quality people that not only can protect you, but can remove your physical information, cell phones, physical addresses, you know, things from the internet that are all part of bad guys finding you and executing and launching an attack on you.
Yeah, there's a lot that needs to be done there. My goodness. So if you wanted to erase yourself from the internet, what does that consist of? Like, where does one start, and can one do it on their own, or do they need professional help with that?
Well, there's about 30 databases, and there are 30 bad databases that you would have to remove your content from those databases. So let me say it in a very simple way, but there's a very sophisticated way that we do it. So first of all, you should never get mail or deliveries at your house. You set up a mailbox and you set everything up, a mailbox that all your everything goes, your credit cards, your phone bill, your light bill, everything to that mailbox. When you buy a property, you should set it up in an LLC if you're able to within that state. So there's no connection to you and that LLC. It's just a name of a company, and that's who owns the house. Because if it's registered in your name, then it's easy to find that you live there. So once the mail and everything starts going to that mailbox, Then you change it 3 months later. Then you change it another 3 months later. And the goal is that you want to get the physical address removed from all three of your credit headers. And so that way your physical address may still be on there, but it's the fourth or fifth. And then if you have security, you set it up so that if somebody comes there and pushes the doorbell and say, does Mariah Carey live here? No, she sold the house a long time ago. She's long been out of this home. And so you have, the way you set it up is that you have it that your security does, nobody acknowledges that the individual lives there. And at that point, you don't want to have any physical deliveries there, because if you remove all this, everything from the database, you start getting deliveries there in your name or the mail there in your name, you're right back on the 30 databases. So it's important to start doing that. It's a long process and it takes about a year to get it done the right way. Then what I do is put disinformation, who lives there. And I think I may have told you the story. So I use a lot of fake credit cards and I use fake, you know, names, phone numbers, and emails. I have 9 of them set up on my phone. And so I saw that the Wall Street Journal was doing a $1.99 special for 2 months of the Wall Street Journal. So I used the fake name, the fake phone number, the fake credit card to pay for that. I had $3.68 on a fake credit card. And I sent that Wall Street Journal to my real address so that on the 30 databases, it's now showing that somebody else lives there.
Clever, clever. I like that one. That's a nice cherry on top right there, Kent. All right, we got to take a quick station break here. We'll be right back with Kent Moyer on TNT.
This is James O'Neill with a check of today's headlines. President Biden declared in a TV interview that the pandemic is over. Britain's newly appointed Prime Minister Liz Truss has publicly admitted that there is little chance of a UK-US trade deal being signed anytime soon. New York City has announced it's ending its COVID vaccine mandate for private sector companies in November. However, other city employees will still be required to get a jab, while hundreds of other workers who refused are in the process of being fired.
Are you enjoying listening to TNT Radio?
Do you think we're doing a good job?
Then please let us know. Why not leave us a like or a positive review or comment on Facebook, Gab, or Getter? Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. We got Kent Moyer with us from the World Protection Group, worldprotectiongroup.com. That's where you find him on the internet. Kent, welcome back. Okay, so we talked about how to maybe remove ourselves from these 30 databases on the internet. I got to say, man, it's a little intimidating knowing how involved that process is. It is a little bit intimidating because it's like you always have that one thing, you know. Like I've done like pseudo versions of this before, like very half-assed, maybe one-eighth-assed versions of this before, where I've messed with things like you're saying here, but I've never been able to do it in a holistic fashion. But I think it helps now that I have a list in front of me, because after speaking with you a number of times, I'm starting to understand the nuances of all the various bullet points on the list there. But it does, like for me personally, it's like I may get into a new place and get my PO box set up and get all situated like that, you know, get my business behind LLC. But then it's like somebody wants to send me something. It's someone I trust completely, and I want it to come to my house because I'm too lazy to go to the PO box or whatever. And then I fold, you know, and I've succumbed to that. And it's like, I guess I can't have that sort of attitude because this is serious business, and to keep the databases in the way that one would want them for complete security, you can't have that, you know, grandma sending you your birthday money to your drone coordinate location. It's got to go to the PO box. Everything does.
Yeah. I mean, you can actually have your friend, if he's going to send you a package, have it sent it to a fake name at your address.
Okay.
So that
way
it's a different thing that's going to your address, and it's not going to be returned. It's going to be delivered. The mailman, you know, may not know whether that person lives there, but there's no, you know, it will be, you'll get that package. So even like my physical address has been off the internet 15 years. And what I typically do is do touch up and I do searches to find out if it's still on, or it, you know, if it came back on a database or whatever. And I do that constantly, and we do that for our clients. So, you know, then in addition, Using fake names, fake emails, fake phone numbers. I do that. VPNs on all my devices. So, on all my devices, I could say that I'm in Los Angeles. I could say, my cell phone shows I'm in New York. So many different things and layers and layers and layers of privacy and confidentiality. And, what I'll say about celebrities and very billionaire people, they can buy Lamborghinis and $30 and $50 million houses. But the one thing they don't have and the one thing they don't spend enough time and energy on is protecting their privacy. And privacy is luxury. And so when I set up a separate website called 001, and 001 was set up for the purposes of creating a privacy lifestyle for billionaires and celebrity clients. And you can go to whatever level you want. You can go to the basic level, or you could go and say, I want, my individual personal stuff off everything. And so, we're in this show right now. And one thing that I always talk about with our clients is anonymous phones. And we could do two shows on just anonymous phones and how to set them up. Because when you look at the issue with Bezos and his girlfriend, how did the wife find out about the girlfriend? Through that they were using their regular phones to communicate. And so I have two anonymous phones and I set them up. And so many times when I'm in real high level investigations or issues involving clients, I say to them, set up an encrypted email. Do not use any of your real stuff. Fake encrypted email, and let's communicate through that. And then I say, also, let's communicate with an encrypted app so that there's no trace between me and that individual name of the celebrity or famous person I'm dealing with. And a lot of it, you mentioned it. And more than anything, if you had an anonymous lifestyle right now, it takes your discipline as a person to maintain that anonymous lifestyle. And it's very easy to slip up. And it's very easy to do something that will throw a possibility that you'll be back on databases or that address will be connected to your name. And so it does take a lot of discipline. But once you start setting it up and you go through the process, usually a client will say, I want you to set up the basics. Once I set up the basics, then they start getting used to that. Then they say, let's go to the next level. Let's go to the next level. So eventually that they almost have an anonymous lifestyle. So for example, all my social media, here's a tip right now. Do not set it up with your real email. I set it up with all fake emails. And I use fake emails that then forward to my real email. So if anybody hacked into the social media, they're not getting my real email. And the same thing, don't register your cell phone. If you have to do it initially to set up the account, use it with a fake email. A fake phone number. And then you can remove that later on once the account's set up. So all my social media has all fake emails and no cell phones connected to them.
So do you have to have an anonymous phone to receive any of those like two-factor codes? There's sometimes you have to do a handshake with them, right?
Yes. So what happens is I have a separate email that nobody in the world knows. And all the fake emails go to that real email. So let's say I'm having a password problem. I can't log in or my two-factor authentication isn't working. And I need to, where I'm going to get an email from that social media account to tell me, click on this and then, or verify this. I go then to that real email that nobody knows. And then I check and I get the message and I click on it or get the code and put it in and then I'm okay.
Okay.
So not even my business email. It's a totally different email. I use it for a lot of different reasons.
Right. And I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that it's not a Gmail.
No, Gmail's the worst. Google and Facebook and all these places track everything. And so I don't use very little in terms of Google. I have a Gmail account, but it's a junk Gmail account.
Right. So I don't. Yeah, you got to have anything them.
Other than log into YouTube.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I was about to say. You got to have them to log into YouTube. Definitely.
Yeah.
So what about... how does VPN play into this? Am I exposing, if I go through all this work? Because this one, arguably the mail example was just one of my being lazy. But when it comes to VPN, am I exposing, like, what if I forget to turn my VPN on and I do some email on that secret email account that's interacting with my social media connected ones? Am I screwing myself by having forgotten to turn my VPN on? How detrimental is that?
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily. The VPN, obviously, you're an IT guy, blocks your IP address. And many times when I've been doing investigations, you know, I if I get their IP address, I may have their real physical address and things like that. So it's just, again, it's just another habit. And first thing when I turn my cell phone, the VPN goes on, you know, the computer, same thing. So, and I've been using VPNs for so many years now that and again, I never, ever, with the VPN, I never, if I'm in Los Angeles, the VPN says I'm in Washington, D.C., you know, so I'm a little bit, maybe people would consider me to be extreme with my privacy, but I don't feel that way at all. I think that all I do is, you know, when my goal is that eventually when I retire is I'm going to go full anonymous. I'll shut down every social media account and I will, probably nobody will know where I'm at and have very little interaction unless you're using encrypted communications to contact me. So even like on a cell phone, when I set up an anonymous cell phone, you never give the phone number out to anybody. You never make a phone call or receive a phone call from that phone. It's done through encrypted apps and it's done through the 9 fake names, fake emails and phone numbers I set up. So, you know, you'll know what a fake name is if I want to call you, and I'll call you from that fake phone number. And all the fake phone numbers you don't have, if you live in California, none of them are in California. So you want, there's so many things that could be done that, you know, I probably have overlooked. I mean, so for example, when you set up an anonymous phone, you don't use Siri. It's a communication device only. You don't search on the internet with it. You use all encrypted apps. You have to set up the privacy settings on the phone. It's with a prepaid phone service. And even when I go in to get the prepaid phone service, I got a story. And I say, yeah, I got a relative coming from Mexico and they want me to set up a phone for them. And here's their name and here's their email and here's their real phone number. And I want to set it up and, you know, an account, whatever. And most times they just go along with the program. I just buy the phone, the prepaid thing, and it's set up in a fake name, fake phone number, fake email. And so it's easy to do. Same thing going into an Apple store. You go in, you pay cash. So, and if you want to be extreme, you wait 30 days. And after 30 days, you're off the video footage and the 30 days of video footage in the store. So there's no trace to you in the phone.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So, with regards to using encrypted apps on your anonymous phone, are there ones that you favor? Cause there's a lot of people that argue, you know, Signal, Telegram, WhatsApp, like, do you have any, pros or cons or ones to avoid or ones to gravitate towards maybe?
Well, WhatsApp I would totally avoid because it's a Facebook product, Instagram, whatever, you know, it's owned by the same company. You know, Signal's good. I use Wire, I use Wicker. And in addition, when you register, you know, if you're using a Proton Mail, you don't put any indication that it's you. So you don't put in your dog's name or your wife's name or your mother's maiden name or whatever, or you register to, you know, let's say I want to register all three of them. And so I set it up Ninja and Ninja One, and that's my fake name. And so, you know, that I'm Ninja One. And so then when you get an email on your Proton Mail account, you know, it's me. And the same thing with, you know, Wicker. If I communicate with you through Wicker, Wire, or Signal, Ninja One is my name. And you register, you know, don't put in your real name. Sometimes I have clients that I tell them, don't put in their real name. And all of a sudden I get a message from them and it's in their real name. And then I got to go back and I got to tell them again. So, you know, we have clients that, you know, kind of want to dabble in this area. Then they turn around and they get into it and they never are able to use it to the level that they should be. But then there are other clients that say, no, I want to do this full blast. I want to get into the point where I am totally anonymous in everything I do. The other thing we recommend is always using Faraday bags, because every time the device is turned off, it's still tracking you. And so I have a Faraday bag for my notebook computer, my iPad, and my Apple cell phone. So that's another thing. Even, you know, when I get closer to my house, it's going in a Faraday bag, or so that wherever I'm at, nobody can track me. So many layers of this, and it really depends on the other thing. You don't use iCloud. You don't use the texting from the, if you're getting an Apple phone, which I think Apple phones are the most secure phones. I happen to like Apple products, and they're easy. I only do it with Apple products, by the way. I only set this up with Apple products because the technology keeps changing over and over and over again. It's just too hard to keep up with setting up PCs and Apples and all the different devices. And then when you set up for the purposes of the privacy and you know, having it, everything encrypted, all of a sudden, you know, you got to go back and review your notes if something changed. So,
yeah, definitely. I feel you on that one. And I came kicking and screaming into that realization. It's just like you can only achieve a certain amount of anonymity without what we're talking about here, the full treatment. And, you know, I love the idea of open source. I love the idea of Linux. I'm a PC guy from the get-go. You know, I did my entire education and career using PCs primarily. But as it came into the modern age here, it just became like, you can do this kind of stuff with your Linux OS or your PC OS, but it's going to be a battle of attrition that you're fighting regularly, like every week with the updates and everything like that. Because things change. They've got zero-day vulnerabilities that come out basically every other week. And it's just really, you almost need an IT officer or a cybersecurity officer to track all that stuff for you. But yeah, if you use the Apple system and you take these precautions that you're talking about, I can see how that would be very effective. And let me get your thoughts on that on the other side of one quick break here. We'll take another station break. We'll come back for final segment with Kent Moyer on TNT.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th.
With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
It's axiomatic that no is the most powerful word in the English language because it's true. It's also axiomatic that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, or in our current climate, that the whiny, perpetually outraged, permanently aggrieved leftist gets all the media love, hand-wringing, and pearl-clutching. The latest to face this toddler temper tantrum is Pat Sajak, who had the temerity to have a picture taken with Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene. We can't keep taking these people seriously. Every single time they come up with one of their stupid whines, they need to hear no. So whether you say non in French, nein in German, or niet in Russian, just say no to loser leftists with their perpetual whines. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I'm a quadriplegic. I'm definitely at risk.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me?
Join me and help fight for them by supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
They're making sure that we have all of the food and supplies that we need right now.
To find out how you can help, please go to helppva.org. That's helppva.org.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Close your eyes and think about this. Imagine taking your child to school where all the other kids have access to textbooks, paper, and pencils, but your child is only allowed to listen. Would you be okay with that? That's what it means to be blind. For every 100 books a sighted child can access, a blind child has access to less than 5. Help put the world at the fingertips of vision-impaired kids. Donate now at braillehouse.org.au.
Freedom of speech, freedom of movement, freedom of choice, freedom of assembly, freedom of health. The voice of freedom is TNT Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Brian McLean Show. I am he, and my guest is Kent Moyer. And Kent and I are having a very interesting discussion here. And it occurred to me during the break there that these tactics, techniques, and procedures that we're talking about, they may sound a little overboard, but if you think about it, all of the entities that mess with us are using these tactics, particularly the media, politicians. I mean, this at Fortune 100 companies, these sort of tactics. I mean, have you looked around and seen that a lot of the places where you want to get customer support now don't have a phone number for you anymore? Or, you know, something, things are hidden behind LLCs. You know what I mean? You have no way to find out where Amazon is. Like, how do I find Jeff Bezos? Well, you're probably not going to, unless you're his wife and you can rifle through his phone. So yeah, a lot of stuff here we're going through, Kent. I'm really interested in this, the anonymous phone topic though, because it's occurred to me recently. And, you know, also, just by the way, I've been slowly taking lessons from you and slowly integrating some of these things into my own security setting and my own situational awareness. And it definitely is a mindset. I can see why you have some clients that can't really get into it. And then you have other ones that really get into it, because when it becomes part of the mindset, it's like muscle memory. It doesn't become something that's daunting and all this stuff. It's like, yeah, you got to, there's a learning curve. You got to get into it. You got to have a mindset to go with it. But once you're in there, you experience a new level of anonymity, of freedom, and less anxiety and worry and risk. So it's a valuable set of information that you're giving everybody here. Anything else I need to know about phones? I like what you said about Faraday bags. I've recently incorporated those also.
Yeah, I think with phones is that you basically, you could do two things. So I have a phone that I use for every day. It's part of my company and communicate on a regular basis. But when I get into like high level people with major threat problems, and where we're doing investigations for them, where we don't want attorneys to know what's going on. We don't want, you know, that they could subpoena the records and the emails and whatever. We go to anonymous phones, and the anonymous phones are then Ninja and Ninja 2 communicating, and there's no connection between my client and me to those two phones. And so that is important. I even do it with my attorneys. I even tell my attorneys, I said, you know, I'd rather communicate with you on a encrypted email rather than sending it to my WPG email. And they look at me like puzzled and funny. And I said, when you set it up, do not, when you register that email, have any connection to you whatsoever. And so I forget what the attorney, let's say he said, his email is Rocket Man. And so that's how we communicate. And so I even get my attorneys to start kind of going along with the program and realize the value of having our communications kept anonymous and private, and that there's no way that anybody could get access to those communications. Mm-hmm. So going back to the clients, if somebody wanted to do this full blown A to Z, we only take 2 per year because of the amount of time and the tedious layers of sophistication that it takes me to do this. And I don't have anybody else to do it other than me. And a lot of times you got to kind of juggle it a little bit till you find the right combination to do it the right way. So only take 2 people per year. But if somebody wants to just set up an anonymous phone, but then the part is the discipline to maintain that. And so what I always say is, here's an anonymous phone. If you're on Siri and you're texting and you're doing things, you know, that is not encrypted on there, and you're violating some of the recommendations I make, then it's not going to work. use your regular phone for that, and then just go to anonymous phone for maybe dealing with your family members and close business associates.
Yeah, I don't see how you could do this without having two phones. I know I would not be able to get my entire circle of people into the program here, but I see the value in it, most definitely. I mean, it is amazing how much privacy we have lost in general. I mean, one doesn't even need to go too deep. All one has to do is just read the data sharing portion of all your end user agreements on the mobile device itself, the computer itself, the operating system, and then all of the apps that are on it. And you'll see that you're the commodity. You are the information commodity here, and you're paying all this money. Gosh, I heard the new iPhone's going to be almost $2,000 if you want like the max size one with the, you know, all with the big fat data chip in it and everything, almost $2,000. And then of course all the fees and everything. So we're essentially paying all this money so that we can be a monetized commodity to all these information gatherers, all this big data. And of course, there's the whole, you know, larger picture of all this big data being available via insane big data viewing softwares like Palantir and Prism and all this other stuff that the government has and the corporations have access to. I mean, it's really crazy when you start thinking about how much of your life is available to these entities, because, you know, like you're saying, you can't take your anonymous phone and then use it for anything other than what you're talking about, which is anonymous encrypted communications. You can't be searching the web, because all these things, you start getting cookies on it, you start getting SMS pings, it starts, you know, you install an app and don't think about it, and you've got location services on, and you sign in with, you know, your Foursquare or, you know, whatever, your Netflix, and the thing is hosed. It's already connected.
Yeah. I mean, to tell you how long I've been doing this. So one of my anonymous phones is an iPhone 8 and the other one is a 10S. So now we're up to a 14. And yeah. So my real phone, I just getting a 14, and yeah, you're right. The trade in my iPhone 13 Pro Max is $735, and I'm paying like $1,500 for the phone. But I like to stay updated with technology. So I'll tell you a funny story. So I went to Wharton Business School, and I spoke at Wharton Business School, Hong Kong and Shanghai. And what did I speak about is the exact topic of what we're talking about. And the reality is that, as you well know, the Chinese government's going to track you a lot more than the American government. And the reality is that in China, there are a lot of privacy laws. And then I went to Alibaba headquarters, and I met the chief of staff of Jack Ma, and he's a Wharton alum, and we had a tour of the facility, whatever. And I told him some of the privacy stuff I did and whatever, and he was like blown away. And so I have a fake Uber account. I think I've told you before, where it's a fake name and fake phone number and whatever. And then I have a fake Amazon account. And I was joking with him at Alibaba headquarters. I said, I would be really excited to set up a fake Alibaba account and see if I can get away with it, because Alibaba tracks everything you do and where you're at and everything else. And a lot of that information can get backdoored to police in China if they need access to that information. But, you know, so even I'm in China preaching the same thing I'm preaching here about privacy, confidence, and the Chinese people were very receptive, and they didn't realize that they could protect their children and whatever, their family, with some of the privacy laws in China. So the message wherever I go is the privacy is luxury. And if you knew the extent of me studying this stuff from setting up a whole luxury type of set of services that with the privacy, it's a little crazy.
Privacy is luxury, everybody. And hey, if you're the right kind of client, you can go to that 001 website. Maybe you can be one of those two people that can receive this this very detailed service that can lead you to that luxury of absolute privacy. That's pretty crazy. We only got about a minute left, Kent, but let me ask you this. If I have my, however many years old iPhone, and I want to make it my anonymous phone, I'm going to go get a new one. Is that possible? Or is once one has been doused in all things you, is it better to just get rid of it?
Yeah, you got to start from scratch. Yeah, because there's a connection already with that phone and you when you bought it.
All right. So there so you go.
So you can't go back and change it. If you wanted to, let's just do encrypted communications, but there's still a connection to you in that phone. But if you use the encrypted communications, they're set up with fake names, fake emails, fake phone numbers. At least you're getting that encrypted communication on that phone. But if somebody wanted to trace it, it could be traced easily to you.
Okay. All right. There we go. So much more to learn in this department. We'll have you back again, Kent. Thank you so much for being here. That's Kent Moyer, everybody, of World Protection Group. And this has been the Brian McLean Show. Oh, yeah. Joe Olson today. My goodness. And Kevin, what a great show. Everybody, if you missed any, you can pick it up on the archives. If you missed Kevin Jenkins, you're going to want to hear that, too. All right, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day and stay tuned to TNT.